Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Biden is marking his first year in office with a news conference at the White House this afternoon.
It's been going on for about an hour and a half now. Washington Post White House reporter Tyler Pager is on our news line. What do you think, Tyler, was the president's goal going into this news conference, and has he achieved it so far?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a few weeks of tough headlines for the White House, whether that's on the coronavirus variant, rising cases and hospitalizations around the country, rising prices, the economy and inflation, or the stalling of legislation in Congress, whether it's the second part of his economic agenda, the Build Back Better Act, or stalled legislation to try to protect voting rights. There's been a lot of headwinds for the president. I think part of this press conference was for him to engage directly with the press and with the American people. And look, I think he's been, you know, he's still going on now. It's been more than an hour and 20 minutes, the most extended, I think, press conference he's had since taking office. And it's an opportunity for him to share his thoughts and perspectives and push back on some of the narratives that he feels are unfair or not giving him and his administration enough credit for what they've done.
Tyler, right at the top of the news conference, the president addressed inflation. What did he say about it and how he plans to tackle it?
Yeah, so one of the things he said about inflation was that, you know, it's largely driven by the supply chain, that the pandemic has exacerbated supply chain challenges, and that they're trying to do all that they can to address it. One of the things he said was that rising car prices is one of the biggest drivers of inflation, and one of the drivers of that is the lack of computer chips available, you know, the semiconductors we've heard about. So they are trying to bolster domestic production of that so they can be, the U.S. can be self-reliant on that. They're trying to boost competition so that he said, I'm a capitalist in my bones, and capitalism without competition doesn't work. And so that was another thing that he's trying to do. But ultimately, when you talk to senior White House advisors, they say, you know, this is largely driven by the pandemic. As the pandemic recedes, which he expressed optimism it would, the supply chain will improve and inflation will go down.
Ukraine has come up a few times during this news conference. What does the president say about that and Russia's possible invasion?
Yeah, look, he says that his guess is that Russia will move in. He talked at length with a lot of specificity and detail about what the U.S. and its allies are trying to do to prevent that and the penalties it will impose on Russia from a variety of different sanctions. But that, you know, pretty grim assessment from the president about the prospects there.
The president said that he believes he probably outperformed in his first year. What did he point to as major accomplishments?
Yeah, I think he pointed to legislative accomplishments, whether that's the passage of the American Rescue Plan, the kind of coronavirus relief package passed at the beginning of his term, or the bipartisan infrastructure bill, major investments in roads, bridges, dams, other, you know, forms of physical infrastructure. He also pointed to the job growth and the dropping unemployment rate and the fight against COVID and the millions of Americans that have been fully vaccinated and boosted across the country.
Tyler, thanks for joining us. Washington Post White House reporter Tyler Pager.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.